Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Voluntary and community groups are being invited to apply for grant funding from Cambridge City Council to help fund their activities. The Council's Community Grant Fund supports local voluntary and community groups. It's aimed at helping fund projects which tackle social or economic inequality among Cambridge residents with the greatest need of support. Jackie Hansen is Community Funding and Development Manager at Cambridge City Council. She's hopefully on the line now. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, Julian. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about this. What sort of sums are available to organisations here?
There's no real constriction on this, so there's no minimum or maximum level. So previously we've made awards from between £200,000 and £200,000. So it really depends on what the activity is. And as you were in your introduction, it is really about meeting the outcomes that will be achieved is what we're looking for, to make that difference to city residents who really have the most need.
So it sounds like when people get in touch with you, you want them to kind of give you a story of how they see themselves developing should they be awarded the funding?
We have an application guide that's got some very, very helpful information and will guide people and organisations, because this fund is for voluntary and community sector organisations. And yes, you're right. We want to... the activity is obviously important, but really it's the difference that it's making to people. We do want to target... it is for city residents, and it does, you know, need to remove the social and economic barriers that there are for people to be able to participate in certain activities. And this fund does prioritise activities around sports, arts, employment, legal and financial, volunteering, support for the sector, and particularly initiatives that reduce poverty, which we know is a challenge for several residents in the city.
Morning, Jackie. I was wondering if you could give us a couple of examples of who's received the grant funding in the past.
Yes, of course. Because of the range and diversity of this fund, historically we do give a significant proportion of the fund to CAB, Citizens Advice. They do the free legal, debt, money advice, a whole range of programmes and projects to support people. And 30% of the fund generally has been allocated to that type of work. But in addition to that, with the sports and arts, you know, we've had things like touch tours, which have enabled partially sighted people to go into museums in Cambridge. Romsey Mill did a young father sports group. And things like digital from Cambridge Housing Society, Cambridge Online, that have a range of benefits around developing their digital skills for employment, to be able to fill in universal credit forms that we're really conscious of, being able to get the best deals online. But equally important, things like reducing social isolation for people who may want to maintain contact with family abroad. Mm. So it's quite a broad range of projects that we will fund.
It's interesting, because when you first hear about this, you think, oh, you're looking at specific areas of Cambridge, but actually it's specific groups, and they might be at any place across the city, really. And the projects you've mentioned would hopefully draw them out, if you like, and reduce the things like social isolation or improve their online skills, which I know if you know so many people, you know, we're on the station here always talking, oh yes, go online, or what's the website address for this? And there's probably got people sitting at home saying, I haven't got a PC, and if I did have, I wouldn't know how to use it.
And some of our grants have gone to even provide equipment, but provide that very basic level of how do I turn it on and what do I do next for some people, right up to those that can't get jobs that pay well enough for them because their skills have dipped slightly. So they can do basic skills but don't know some of the levels the required now. And again, people in financial need do need support to make sure they can get the best deals available, such as switching energy, and be able to make the appropriate claims that they're entitled to.
Yeah, I'm guessing that some of these organisations who are applying are probably quite dependent on the cash. Do you have regulars who will send in their grant every year in the expectation that something will come back to them?
Absolutely. We have a mix because the City Council for so many years has recognised the value and importance of the contribution that the volunteering community groups in the city make. And we maintain the support in a range of ways, including this grant fund. So you will have probably, you know, a third come back time and time again. Some come and then another third will come back with different projects targeting different needs in the area. And then we have a number of new groups, and we're particularly interested this year to we're kind of lower on the sports element. We would really like to see some more sports groups. Previously, we've had things like visually impaired tennis and swimming for children with disabilities, but we would really like to encourage, you know, the smaller groups, smaller projects to think about, oh, we do make a difference, and some extra funding could really help, you know, target those people that would really benefit.
Mm. And so those who do apply for the funding, presumably they must demonstrate that the money will be spent wisely.
Through our assessment process, obviously the application guide will take it through, but we do need organisations to be well run.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're you know, we've got £1 million here for 2019-20, and we want to make sure that money is going to be handled well. So the strong application, which just takes us through what they want to do, the real benefits and the difference that's going to make to those city residents with the greatest need, and that they can manage that project well and got all the kind of, you know, the good governance practice in place, but for that organisation really. So we're open to a range of activities that are listed in our guide, and we also fund the voluntary sector groups that support groups such as the Cambridge Council for Voluntary Service, the Cambridge Ethnic Community Forum, and the Guidance and Employment and Training Group. To support groups, so it really is quite a diverse range of, you know, of opportunities out there for people to contact us about.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great opportunity for many of the groups out there. So if you could just give us a brief one on how and where do we apply for the funding.
Okay, so the funding has been launched for several weeks, and the closing date is the 1st of October. So there is still a little bit of time left here. And if people are interested, all of the information is on the council's website, which is www.cambridge.gov.uk/community-grants. But if people just want to mail in to my team or phone us, they can get hold of us at grants@cambridge.gov.uk or ring us on 01223 457875, and we'd love to hear people. We really like a phone call because we don't want to waste people's time either, because it takes time to fill in a good application, and we can talk through and help people you know, submit a strong application.
That's great. Well, Jackie, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. After, I guess we'll find, when do we find out who's won, who's been awarded the turned into a game show straight away. When do we find out who's been awarded the funding?
Okay, the process for us of following the closing date is we do detailed assessments. You know, we do get a lot of bids in. We take it to a scrutiny committee in January, where the Executive Council will consider, following the debate at that committee, the recommendations that we make. And from then on, we just wait for the approval of the council's budget. So we will know the recommendations that have been supported in January.
Okay.
So we're happy to come back then and let you know more.
Please
Definitely.
Do. Jackie, thank you very much indeed. That's Jackie Hansen. She is the Community Funding and Development Manager at Cambridge City Council. It's 8:43.